right, we are live from the LobsterCon. This is a PitCast supplemental cast, and this is Moss Man, and I'm here with Lord Edders and Lord Bobby the Brain.
And what's up, guys?
Hi, howdy.
And we're just going to do a little touch base here after three rounds. We just broke for our lobster rolls and a couple beers, and we're here in a little closet at the VFW in Boston, Mass. And why don't we just go over how things are going? Mr. Edders, what do you think?
Day's fantastic. It is a sunny mid-60s. Crowd's really good. It's like a medium rowdy. It's not like OG turn to 11 rowdy, but everyone's pretty excited and stoked to be here. Yeah, spirits are high.
Yeah, we've got about 93 or 94 players.
It's insane. So many.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm having a good time. I think it's an interesting venue. I think the rooms, I was sort of nervous about the room, the space, yeah. Given the size of the crowd, but it's been quite adequate.
I got here this morning to do a little table and chair setup, and it was like kind of musty. I'm kind of old smoky room. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, this is going to be a shit show once we get 100 dudes thinking and sweating and farting in here. But they cranked up the air, and we're keeping it pretty cool. So, Bob, how's your day going?
The day's going great. Started it off, with taking the train down to the neighborhood. We had a nice brunch with Lord Edders and Lord Greg, and moved over here.
Lord Greg.
No one's even gonna.
Is this an official elevation?
I think it is, but we're gonna keep it Lord Greg because no one's going to dare try to pronounce his last name.
No. So.
It's like 16 syllables to it.
Yeah.
You could try. You've known him for a long time, Tyler.
Kostrajan.
That's not even close.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I understand that that's not even close. So thank you for trying, but God bless you.
So I started out 2-0, 4-0. Was feeling pretty good. The stew I'm playing draws a lot of cards, so it's pretty cool. Drawing cards, when is that not cool? And a couple people were telling me, it's like, I'm trying to figure out what you're using. And a couple guys didn't really know how to side against me because they would see like a Jizam and a Jam Day Tome and a Sylvan and then like a Bolt. And they're like, well, what the fuck is this? So I've had a little bit of advantage there.
Yeah, it's been an awkward watching Moss do his thing, but going 4-0 is a good place to start. I was the same myself until I ran into an ATOG player with a double Serendip game one. And
it's brutal.
I got through the first ATOG in game two, but then he made another one. So, yeah,
right.
I've been balled, thoroughly balled here in round three. So despite the Lords taking over tables 3 through 7, I think we went 1 for 4.
Yeah, this is the beginning of the end for us.
Danny was the only one. Danny survived. Only because he's a massive cheater. And I think between that and the fact that he doesn't drink alcohol, gives him the edge against the rest of us.
So in that round, I was battling Danny from Brooklyn, and we were doing a little group photo for the Lords. And I thought that my beer was on the table, and I picked it up to cheers, but it turns out it was Danny from Brooklyn's beer. And he's like, hey, man, that's my beer. And I'm like, thanks. And just took a big swig out of it while they're snapping the photo.
That's funny.
I was embarrassed, but I apologize.
Funny enough, Lord Danny Friedman and I ran into three Sisters of the Flame on the train headed towards the venue. There was no reason
why they
should have came up to us and recognized us as old schoolers, but I guess we're just that inconspicuous or, obvious.
Well, the aura.
They could probably smell you when they boarded the train.
Yeah, I think they recognized Danny from his prolific Instagram selfies, which he's the only member that is readily self-identified on Instagram and such media.
He's a sexy young man.
Yeah, so my day's been going pretty good. I'm on the usual Naya pile, strip mines and Kurt Apes and Bolts, all that good stuff.
I'd love to hear you explain what happened with all those discs in the last round.
Okay, so that was insane. I was having a really good day. I was 2-0 and then played against Grixis Disco.
Ben Wagner came all the way to Wisconsin to ruin your day.
Yeah, I thought I had it, and then he activated Disc, held priority, Hercules recalled himself, and in that moment I knew it was done. I had no hope.
And the next turn?
And then guess what he did? I had no board, and he played Disc again, and then he still had a troll, and then...
So yeah. He was off the rug pile and not a troll pile.
Yeah, it was brutal. So it was a total slugfest.
And I know I saw him activate it again, hold priority, and boomerang it.
Oh, yeah, he did that too. Yeah.
Seems good. Seems good.
Those games are awesome. Lots of fun.
Yeah. So he needs permanence, right? I mean,
it's overrated.
Other than lands.
Was he doing a factory supremacy plan?
Yep. Yeah, factories too. And game three, I managed to stick a COP red. But he, guess what? I disced it.
Yeah. What do you know?
So far, my pick-to-click play has been, I think it was round two against Brett. I forget where he was from. But I played a Suchi, and then he steal artifacts it. Passes turn. I earthquake for four. I take four. He takes four. Then he takes four to the Cabeza from Suchi. Then I get in there with two with my own factory, and then bolt him.
So, fantastic.
Yeah, he had been up for quite a bit of that game, and then I just swung it in my favor on that turn. So far, so good.
My pick to click is the fact that they charge $5.50 for beers at this venue. This is a hole in the wall VFW shit show, and they're charging $5.50 for beers. Meanwhile, I'm on the $5.50 Jack and Coke bills.
Oh man, you've hacked the Gibson officially.
I think, you know, it's way less volume in terms of liquor or like a liquid
gas in your body and then coming out your asshole.
Yeah, it's coming out my ass quite a bit. No, but no, mostly my pee-pee. But
hey, I'm just grateful that I can drink and play Magic. That's awesome.
I think I'm going to take Bob's advice and stick to the Lemmy special or the Jack and Cokes after this, because I've been guzzling down these Yinlings and I've just been pissing my ass off.
Yeah, no shit. That's just wrong. Yeah. Speaking of shit coming out of your ass, we just had those delicious lobster rolls.
Delivered here, which is fantastic.
Yeah, they were delectable. It's actually refreshing how they were not sort of very creamy. They were very natural.
You could taste the lobster. It just wasn't overpowering with salt.
The most important thing going on.
Yeah, the meat was good.
Yeah. The meat was choice. Yeah. And it was plentiful.
I ate the meat and dipped the toast in the chowder.
All right. That's actually rather intelligent. I appreciate that.
All right. I think we've hacked the Gibson enough here. Maybe we'll touch base later, but maybe we won't. I don't know.
In the dim, dark hours of the night when all is lost. Lord's out.
Back with the PitCast LobsterCon breakdown part two.
The PissCast.
Oh, excuse me. The PissCast part two. Let's see. It's Mossman and Edders, Mr. Friedman, Bobby the Brain.
What up?
Greg is in the pisser. He'll be out soon. And I guess we'll do the wrap up of the day's horseshit and shenanigans. Danny, you want to start? You were in the finals, right? Whatever. Not finals, but top table.
It was finals.
Yeah, it was finals.
Finals. It was 2XOs.
Yeah, so Brian Manilakis and I were in the finals of the event. I got really lucky and didn't drop a game all day. I didn't drop a round all day. I dropped games left and right, playing the slowest, shittiest deck. I played a version of the deck with the only win cons being a single fireball and three lightning bolts, and there was a mirror universe in there. That was the only way to win. There are no Mishra's factories, no other creatures, no second fireball.
No Feldenkain?
No Feldenkain. Most of the wins required at least one graveyard recursion. Like, it required at least one regrowth, or sometimes regrowth and time twister, or sometimes regrowth, time twister, and recall, or some combination otherwise. It was really janky, and I was very surprised I never went to time with it. But somehow, I won out over the course of the day, so Brian and I were both undefeated at the end of the day, and we played a best of five at the end, because DFB wanted that, and
A best of five?
Yeah, it went to five games, actually.
In 50 minutes, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, we started a little early because we were the only undefeated, so we knew we were matched up against each other. I think I won the first game off something totally ridiculous. I think we both, like, mulled, and then I got, like, this ridiculous hand that was, like, Black Lotus, Soul Ring, Strip Mine, Mind Twist, and I looked at the top card, and it was another Strip Mine. I kept it there. I twist him for all of his cards other than one. I strip his land. I draw another Strip Mine. Oh, yeah, and like my last card in hand was a Jame Daytona, because we both mulled. So I'm just sitting there drawing cards. I'm stripping him out of his land. It was fucking ridiculous. He just conceded after a while. That game was really stupid. Then
what was he on?
He was on this rack build, which is like pretty ridiculous. It has multiple racks in it. It has Hypnotic Spectres, has Hymn to Turox. It has Disrupting Scepters. Has no Strip Mines in it, which is interesting. Because that deck, he was playing a four color version of it, so it's like very color intensive.
Yeah.
Especially with him, you know, being double black
and
required. So really, really strong deck.
So the only creatures were hippies?
They're hippies, they're sedge trolls,
they're
factories. There was a single Gwendolyn DeCourcy, which was why he called it Spice Rack and not just a Spike Rack.
Baller.
Yeah.
Did you see Gwen at all?
Yeah, I swordsed it.
Well,
that shit would have fucking, I would have lost the game. Because
she's
for
what,
sure.
3/5?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That,
she's balling. Dude.
That would have been end of the game. That card was really good. But it didn't happen. So then I think he won game two, just like total blowout. Game three was a really close one, if I remember, and he won it. So then he was up, you know, 2-1. Game four was ridiculous. He played a Storm World, which is which affects everybody, unlike the rack. And
what's Storm World?
Storm World's a rack effect that I think it's actually one.
It's one red enchant world.
It's red enchant world.
But it's one greater than the rack.
Yes. So like the rack, you have to have. Right, the rack, if you have three cards,
three, two,
right?
Or one.
Yeah, 3/2 or 1, you take damage.
Storm World is 4/3/12.
Yeah. So, slightly better. The funny play was, of course, that he's got Red Elemental Blast and shit in there. We both go up to 7 cards, and we both went down really far in life to the Storm World. I think he was at, like, 6 or something like that. I think it was six or five, and I'm down at like 5 as well, something like that. And we both get up to like 7 cards and aren't doing anything. And I've got both balance and a lightning bolt in my hand, and a bunch of other like shitty cards. But anyways, he hymns me. I bolt him in response. He then passes the turn, which was actually good because he got cards out of my hand. He didn't take the balance, which was very important. And then it goes to my turn, and I go like a land that's in my hand. I copy artifacts, something, I think like a Chaos Orb. I basically dump my whole hand and then balance, and then he dies next turn to his own Storm World, which
Perfect.
Was totally fucking insane.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was the funniest win I had all day, because I won with a balance, no damage. His own card killed him. And then the next game was just like, he eked it out. I was one man off casting a mirror universe, and then
yeah, I saw that you landed the moat, but then he had the answer for it, and
yeah, he got me in the end. It was really close. That deck is super super fast, and the problem I think was that like I probably wanted 10 cards out of my sideboard in every match against, every game against him, and. You just can't fit it. It dismantles your whole deck if you do that. It also gets really dicey if you start pulling out the lightning bolts, because those cards end up actually winning a lot of games when your opponent is playing cards that hurt them.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's really hard to pull those, but they're not great because they don't kill. In this case, they don't kill the sedge trolls.
Nothing kills a sedge troll.
Swords does. because it removes it from the game. That's it.
Yeah, but that's putting him ahead when he's getting chip damage too, right? So did he run copper tablets in that?
No, he did not.
Okay. Well, never mind. So what did he have that was damaging him besides the storm world?
Just the storm world, as I found.
All right.
What's the biggest fireball you cast?
I think I did one lethal fireball for 16 today, but again, being the deck having only one fireball to win, I won today multiple times off like have like regrowth in hand, draw demonic tutor for fireball, fireball, regrowth, fireball the next turn, yeah. Like, and keep counter magic up. So like, don't, it's great because you can keep up, like, let's say you got two counter spells in hand, you fireball them, leave four up, you think nothing bad could happen to me, then you regrowth next turn, do it again. So like, honestly, was totally fine. I never went to time, and which is amazing. And I mean, I was undefeated until the finals, which is insane.
Yeah, how many games do you think you dropped?
Dropped the ball in?
Let's see. Round one, I 2-0'd. Round two, I played against somebody's singleton deck with no power in it, and he definitely got me one game. It was insane. Again, you know, like, I can't do that much. So, like, if you can just play enough shit, I'm going to lose. And that's exactly what he did, which is awesome. It was cool to see that. So I lost a game there. I'd say I probably dropped one game every other match. Like, so it wasn't just me just winning out constantly. But, like, the quality of the cards was so high. And yeah, just got there over and over and over again, which is pretty lucky.
So what was the prize for the first loser?
Yeah, so I got this sick Armageddon clock, artist proof, that's got a Amy Weber drawing on the back.
Is it disenchant?
No, sorry, Grant. No, not disenchant. Sadly, I didn't get the copper lobster. Brian got that for winning, and Brian got some badass shit. He got this like copper lobster. He got an altered Homerid. He got, which is sick. He got an altered sea serpent with a lobster drawn on it, Alpha One. Yeah, first place was pretty sweet. Oh yeah, I got like a playmat for LobsterCon, which is Rock Hydra with a lobster on it. So
it was pretty rad with Men just being there. I talked to him for a little bit and
dude's
had
nice.
Him sign a bunch of cards. Yeah, he was super stoked to be there. He said that he doesn't do as many events anymore. I think like six or eight, and he does mostly the bigger events, but what he said to me was he was pretty stoked on like seeing so much of his art in play. Cause did he do anything outside of the 93, 94 era or like 95 era?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think much.
He has mostly like classic art, right?
95 is like where it stops.
Yeah.
It seems.
So he told me that he was just really stoked to see so much of the things that he did artwork on in play. So that's pretty cool.
I got a Menges question. Did he actually do Sedgetroll or is that an Alpha error? So he's
I checked with him on this.
It's a Frasier?
It is Frasier. So the Alpha is misrepresented as his artwork. And then there was another couple cards he's mentioned over the years. There was a Korean printing of a card that had him mislabeled. And yeah, that's happened quite a bit over the history of Magic.
Interesting.
The most famous being, I think, Drew Tucker being misrepresented as the artist on the revised version of Plateau.
Right, because he did the Alpha Beta Unlimited one. Interesting.
Oh, right, and then they switched the art on revised, right? Because they lost the original art. I don't know, there's some old
They lost the original art.
Shit.
So they
destroyed or something.
Yeah.
No, it exists. The original art exists, but Wizards didn't have it anymore, so they couldn't they couldn't get a high-res image for the card.
Bob, how do you do, dude? Tell us about your
shitty
day.
Yeah, let's hear
about your... It was good. It was interesting. I think the deck, the Grixis Troll Disco, I finally got to take it out to a bigger tournament. So it ran 4-3 today. My only losses really came against a uncontested ATOG I couldn't deal with. Also, DFB's Library of Alexandria in Game 3 that just ran away with the game. And interestingly enough, in round 7, I lost to a double berserked, unstable mutated Kurt Ape.
Get which, fucked.
Which, Rush, if you don't have a game plan for that, I don't know why you're playing the format.
So what was that power and toughness on that guy?
Well, it had gone down one. from the previous, from so the he swung unstable. For five.
So he was 4-5.
He swung for five in the first with the first attack, and then the second one he was a 4, right? A 4-5.
Double
berserked.
Double
so that's
8.
It, right.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was lethal, obviously.
Balled,
yeah. So I think
that's a
two
big gorilla.
Two of my losses today in matches came against Serendib decks that you know just was too many Serendibs.
Were they revised Serendibs?
The last one was, so, which is insult to injury, quite obviously. So.
That's another misprint error, too, while we're on the topic of misprints, right?
Yeah, no doubt. That was a brutal, and I think Danny and I were just talking about that. The revised Serendib would get more play if it were the correct art, and I think that might have impacted the price of the Arabian printing.
It's so bad.
It is so wrong, and you know it's just offensively bad.
Yeah, it's so shitty. It's unfucking believable how bad that Serendib is.
What's that Serendib worth now? The Arabian one, like $700.
The original.
It's well over 300. It's stupid high.
I think 700 is like near mint, but like yeah, I think like an average one is like $400 or $500 probably.
You could buy a revised one that's. Green for
like 20 cents.
Five bucks.
No, it's not 20 cents.
Bucks. They're like five
what?
Or $6.
Just based on playability.
Well, for a playset.
Each. They're like $5 or $6.
I think so. Mm. I traded.
That's offensive to me.
I traded in a playset of them for like $7 or $8 a piece at trade in value.
Wow.
What the fuck?
To ABU when their shit was going crazy. I traded in Sedge Trolls for like $8 or $9 a piece revised. And
well,
then got a bunch of sick, nasty vintage cards.
Well, I'll apologize in advance to Dom for talking at all about finance on this spot on this episode, so we could just probably move on
oh, we
from
can
that discussion
that
now. Yeah. We'll cut this in post. As if there's a post. There's not even a pre.
No. Pre-cut, post-coil. That's about it.
Or you could just leave it in. See if he listens.
It all goes in because
it all goes in and comes out.
It's not as if the rest of this was quality in the first place. So,
how about you, little Greg?
Oh, I was playing a blue white good cards deck, basically like a control deck. But I don't want to go into the play by plays. What really happened was I played the good cards and I should have played more bad cards because my record did not reflect good card record.
No,
moral of the story.
What was the best good card that you played that was secretly should have been a bad card?
Secretly should have been a... What do you mean?
Well, you say you played too many good cards and you should have played some bad cards.
Oh, yeah.
So
I
what
should...
was like the number one stinkerino?
Oh, yeah. You know what that one was. You mentioned that already today.
Oh, Moat was terrible. I played two Moats in my deck and, man, everyone was playing flyers. I played against like... It had to have been at least 4 Serendib decks out of the 7 rounds. I couldn't have had
son.
I couldn't have had worse matchups.
Yeah. So. Well, we'll get you there, Greg.
Flying up and over a moat.
Yeah, dude.
You see, you got to play both the Abyss and
Gravity
Moat.
That seems like the technology.
See, you don't play. That's what I did today. You don't play any creatures. You play both of them.
Or Gravity Sphere and Moat.
Yeah,
Gravity Sphere. That's a sick tag.
Yeah, that's next level.
On the creatureless build.
Buyout alert.
Yeah, no shit.
Gravity Sphere.
Watch out, Dom. Get your copies now.
Get your foursome now. Speaking of foursomes, I did. So my last round, I played against a creatureless what's that? Stormseeker brew. And he had 2 draw 7s, and I had 2 draw 7s. And we were just gripping and ripping cards like demons. And at some point, like, I got a Jizzam out, and he bashed him down to 1, and I was, like, at 8 or 9 life, and I'm like, well, fuck it, I'll go for broke. And I do, I think, a wheel or a twister, I forget, some draw 7. And then I don't, like, I just shit the bed. Like, I got no action on there. I was trying to get that bolt so I can just finish him off. So then I'm like, well, fuck, he's got Stormseeker. Well, he hasn't killed me yet. So then I just dump a bunch of cards real quick, like, you know, Felwar Stone,
just
dump all that shit out. And then I just fucking punt the turnover to him. I'm like 8 or 9. He does some shit to me, gets me down to like 2 or no 3, passes back to me I take some damage off of like Black Vice and shit. That's what chipped me down. Then I'm at two, he's at one. Then I rip a fucking another draw seven. I think this was a wheel that I'd gotten off the Twister previously. I get double bolt, but I'm at two life and my two red sources are City of Brass. So I tap the first City of Brass, bolt him for lethal. He taps, bolts me. That he drew off my wheel that I just done. So I can't even, I have another bolt to put on the stack to kill him, but to tap the city, it puts me at zero.
So you killed yourself, you know, out of principle, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you always fall on the sword, but
the sword, die by the sword.
Yeah, exactly.
Seppu Kaido.
So that was it. I mean, like, I don't know. It was a fun day. I did 4-3, so fuck it. That's good enough for a 5-color Jism deck.
Yeah, maybe. Better than me.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying.
But. Well, Edders, what about you? You did real fucking well today.
Yeah, let's talk to the boss here.
Killed it.
I had so much fun today. I played more games of Magic than I played games of non-Magic, which has not been historically my experience with old school. Like, a lot of time I just die or get locked out, and today pretty much every single game was interactive and fun.
Yeah.
There were so many Sedge Trolls, though. I think I played 7 rounds, like 4 or 5 Sedge Troll decks. And I just could not draw enough swords to plowshares. It was a fantastic day.
Sedge Troll army.
There's too many. There's too many. That's what killed you. Sedge Troll.
Sedge Troll is fair, dude. He's hard to work. First, you have to keep that black up, so you're tying up mana. You know, he's a 3-3. I think he's fair.
He's perfectly fair. He's a shitty fucking red creature.
Yeah, he's a baller, dude.
He's just a tough fucker to deal with, you know, to get rid of, really. I mean, swords is the obvious answer.
Terror is the obvious answer.
I think the real answer is to take him with Preacher and stack him to Diamond Valley.
There you go.
That is totally it.
Well, then we'll let you fucking brew up that 4 Preacher dot deck then.
Okay, so sickest play you saw today, either you did or you observed or...
Okay, I got one. My opponent Psyblasted me when I was at 4 life and he was at 2. And we had to go to game 4.
Which, what a man.
So he's like, oh, so I guess I have Psyblast, so, you know, I won. I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. We're going to go to game 4.
State-based effects, son.
I'm on the play again, and I took that game 4 down.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It was stupid.
It's less good that he didn't realize that meant that was going to be a draw, I suppose. But
no, he's like, this has never happened. I'm like, that's Magic.
All right, anyone
play,
else?
Yeah, my sickest play, I was playing BW3, a.k.a. Diabetic Bob, a.k.a. New Jersey Bob. And this was in a game 3. So, like, he crushed me in, like, 7 minutes in, like, game 1. I crushed him in, like, 5 minutes in game 2. Game 3, he's on White Weenie, by the way. Game 3, we go like 35 plus minutes. It's a total war. Our fucking hearts are racing. It's like a top deck fest. At one point, I had done a draw 7 Lotus Tranquility to blow up his 2 Crusades. That was kind of a rugged play. But anyway, so I'm down to 2 life, and I've got like City of Brass, and I rip. I'm dead unless I top deck some kind of like Hail Mary. And I'm like, I just flip the card over on top of my library, and it's Recall. And I'm like, well, you got, oh, holy shit, I got an out here. So then I had some blue mana, whatever. I recall back a Time Twister or something like that. Boom, rip the draw 7. Boom, get a fucking Time Walk. Now we're cooking. And then I went to the Time Walk turn. You know, I had like one bolt to take care of one of his dudes, but I needed like one more answer to stabilize at one life. And I didn't get it, and he balled me. But like, it was a sequence where it's like, well, you got it, yeah. I guess, you know.
This is how it starts. This is it.
Yeah, it was just a series of events. It's like, oh shit, recall, you know. And it's like, I'll take the recall back, you know, I'll get the fucking Twister. Off the Twister, I get the Time Lock. Now I get a full turn to run wild. He's tapped out, et cetera, et cetera. And then just didn't get there, but.
Okay, hold on. Hold the fucking phones. Okay, you're talking about these bullshit restricted cards and good cards. Now, let me tell you about the greatest play I saw today. Round 1, my opponent has a sea serpent in play, and I have a moat.
What does sea serpent do?
Sea Serpent is a non-flying 5/5.
Okay.
That I think...
Just like blue for like 8 mana or something?
Yeah, it's really expensive. All right, all right. I think it requires me to have islands or we have to sacrifice. It's really... Yeah. It's got class.
All right, so you've got a moat. He's got a Sea Serpent.
There are two jumps in the graveyard. For those of you who don't know what jump does...
Might as well jump.
Jump is a one-time... use spell to give your creature flying till end of turn for a blue. He plays Recall and discards two Psionic Blasts to get back two jump because he will deal 10 damage rather than 8 and exactly. 4 to himself. Rather. You know, so he clearly gets the double jump.
This happened against you?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's a strong line.
Round one. This was before I started playing people who were winning. This guy, I think, got last place. His name was Derek. He played the coolest deck in the room, clearly. Because he did not give a fuck.
Jumping snake dot deck.
Yeah. He had, like, was that Fallen Empire deck? Storage Lands. Oh, yeah. This deck was sweet. Yeah, there was some sort of, like, blue enchantment from Fallen Empire. Something about tides. I don't know.
High tide.
No. That's a good card. This is a cumulative upkeep enchantment. Not cumulative. It, like... It increases encounters and then goes back down. You know, like the tide.
Like the tide.
Yeah, so like it gets up to 4 and then goes back to 0. I don't remember what it does. But either way, it was fucking sweet to see it in play. Yeah, this guy's deck was clearly cooler than everybody else. He saw the Mirror Universe shenanigans like game one. So he Psyblast himself for the 6 total one game so that I couldn't get the life from him. Because he saw what I did with the life, you know. Mirror Universe and all the
that's fantastic
nonsense. Yeah, he was
that's
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah, that was pure magic. So I understand Moss. You saw a lot of really cool restricted cards. Well, I saw fucking
I
double
saw some
jump
ones. I saw Exorcist. One of my opponents cited him in when he saw my Jizzams. That was pretty rad.
That's funny.
Yeah, because I think it's two white and tap, blow up a black creature.
No, it's white and a colorless to tap. That's what's cool about
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
It's hard to cast, but it's easier to activate.
Yeah, but I didn't see Northern Paladin.
Hell, you know, we can't all be winners.
All right, any other parting thoughts before we wrap up this lobster fest?
I thought it was a great event. I think, yeah. You know, props go to them. They've seemed to, you know, take inspiration from the great events from NoobCon to, you know, Eternal Weekend and everywhere else. So kudos to the New England crew and DFB. They ran
BFD.
BFD.
BFG 9000.
Yeah,
DFB
9000. All of the acronyms. We'll just give them all to him today.
No, they did awesome with all the prizes and the raffle. Raised like $2,500 extra for charity through the raffle. That was fantastic.
The raffle was an excellent way to get more donations for the charity, and that's something I'm looking forward to stealing for the next ball.
And the charity choice was really good too.
Yeah,
like hyper local, like really a just. Generally a good idea.
How about them bar prices, though? Speaking of charity, or the opposite of it.
Well, it goes to a good cause, right?
It's fucking veterans, hall. Man.
Yeah, dude. The bar prices were wicked,
we're
man.
Paying extra so they can drink for free, I hope, because that was kind of brutal.
And smoke cigarettes in there, too.
Absolutely. This is America, after all.
Well, they made a fucking small fortune off us today.
Good. I hope they did.
All it was right. a great event. Everything about it was awesome. I don't think it could have been run any better. The lobster roll and the clam chowder was
yeah, that
amazing.
Was great. Just the surprise third round. Here you go. Here's a delicious lobster roll.
Yeah.
So pleasant.
Yeah, everything about this event rolled. It was done really, really well. Super fun to be a part of. And this is why you travel to go play old school. It's not to like
yep.
win rounds. It's to like
experience
something like this.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
I think that's it, gents. Bye.
Bye.
Suck my fucking ass.